Good times, greatest hits, 104.5, Triple M, Marto, Margo and Dan with you. NRL is kicking off tonight on Channel 9, but we see on Channel 7 the promo spinning around for the AFL. 2 weeks away, but geez, we're excited about footy being back in all forms. And we owe our next guest an apology after what we subjected him to yesterday.
He's one of the captains. He should come with a lot more respect. Lachie Neale, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah. Did you notice our assistant producer dressed up fully as a Lions footballer yesterday asking you ridiculous questions?
It was the first thing that myself and the boys noticed. And when we were on the boat and he was waiting to get on, we were sort of shaking our head going, oh, no, who's this nuffy about to jump on?
Did you think he was from Make-A-Wish Foundation and this was his wish?
Oh, I had no idea, but I didn't like the look of it.
And how long did he bail you up for, Lockie?
Too long. It was probably only 2 minutes, but it was 2 minutes too long.
Were you impressed by his amount of knowledge and recall from games gone past, Lockie? You were impressed. Tell me that.
Well, not really, because he had to check his phone for all the stats and what he talked about.
Oh, my God. He's an imposter.
I think, you know, people open up their internet browser and goes to Google. Alex's actually goes to the Brisbane Lions homepage on Wikipedia, just so he can get up to
date. Lockie, you and Harris Andrews, and he's a good friend of the show, Harris, yes, good Aspley boy, both announced as captain, if anyone didn't know that. But football normally leaks like a sieve. We couldn't find out who was going to be the captain. We kept asking all yesterday morning, even up to 11 o'clock. When did you find out, and how did they keep a lid on the announcement, the Lions?
No, they did well. We didn't find out until Tuesday, arvo, so it was probably only 12, 16 hours before everyone else. And the only people I told was my wife and my mum and dad. So it was pretty low-key. I think the club were excited to announce it and not let it get out. So I think they did pretty well.
Yeah.
Pretty special moment, that news being told, Lockie. Where were you? How did you find out? Was it in person? Did the coach call you into his office? Did they make a phone call? How did it happen?
Yeah, coach called me into the office, so I thought it's either going to be really good or really bad.
Go one of two ways, you're either being rested or.
Yeah. Thankfully, it was good news, but yeah, it either goes one way when you get that tap on the shoulder.
Co-captain's a funny thing. Who's going to be what? Like, who's going to be speaking to the media? You are now. Who's going to be speaking to the last word in the huddle? Things like that. How have you nutted that out?
Yeah, I think we'll share the media role, and Zorks did a great job handling all of that. But I think in recent years, there's been a lot more media that the captain has to do. So being able to share that load, great for us throughout the year. And in terms of the huddle stuff, I think we'll just share that as well. We actually had a laugh yesterday that if you win the toss, you get to do it again the next week. If you lose,
Did you see what happened in India? Pat Cummins had won 8 tosses in a row. Steve Smith takes over. He lost the toss.
Exactly.
Go to the casino one night to see how you go.
What would be the weaknesses? I would say perhaps, you know, like obviously you both come with great strength, which is why you've been chosen in the leadership role. But if you're going to let us down somewhere, what would be Harris Andrews?
Where would he let us down?
Tight ass?
Bogan?
You put me on the spot here. I don't know. He doesn't let us down much, but hopefully round one, he's probably playing on big Charlie Dixon from Port. So the only way he'll let us down is if Charlie kicks 6 or 7.
No, I meant like, is he like a really bad roommate? Does he smell? Is he a poor driver? Like, what's his flaw, Lockie?
Go personal.
Get personal. I don't think he has too many flaws.
Well, is he a vegan? You know, like, give us.
No, he's not. But let's say he gives away six goals. Let's say he gives away 6 goals in that first game. Are you going to rip the strips off him, despite him being co-captain? You're going to go, listen, mate, I don't know whether we can keep going on like this.
Well, if his bloke kicks 6 or 7, it's probably my bloke that's been kicking it to him. So he'll
blame you. All right, Lockie, we appreciate your time.
Can I check one more? Yeah. I want to check with all the Lions. Have you moved any closer to Springfield? Is the training out there at Springfield, has that changed your life in many ways?
Oh, I've actually moved further away.
What are you doing?
Only by a few minutes. It only takes only takes me about 35 from where I am. So compared to a lot of other cities, it's not the end of the world. Yeah, and true. I've actually been able to call my parents and my mates a little bit more. And so I'm trying to take the positives with
you
that.
What podcast are you listening to on the drive?
I don't actually listen to podcasts. I listen to music and call my friends.
I think he listens on the Listener app to our Triple podcast, M. Triple M. He'll obviously be listening back to himself this morning, won't you, Lockie?
Yes, absolutely. I will.
Hey, thanks for talking to us.
Apologies for yesterday, Lockie. Yeah, and very sadly, Alex now has your mobile number to set up this call.
Dear.
So I'd be blocking and reporting that instantly, mate, ahead of the season. Good on you, buddy.
I gave him a fake number, so don't worry.
Perfect.